We'll do the aro avro of Gujari, Sarigama Dhanisa. So Gujari is a rag belonging to the Todi family. So Todi is like a ang. We say there's something called a rag ang. It's an ang of rag. And because Todi is a big rag, it's considered a rag ang. There's many prakars of Todi rag. One of which is Gujari. And some people actually say, in Gurbani it's just written Gujari. Some people say Gujari Todi. So some people refer to it as Gujari Todi. Same thing. It's basically Gujari, Gujari Todi. Iki hai. Yeah, Thaat is a means basically just a scale, yeah. You know, and Thaat are all Sampuran. They have all of the notes. There's no notes missing. So in terms of Thaat, we say people consider Todi as a Thaat as well. In the 12 Thaat system, you know. So because Todi has Pa also. Gujari, we learn, has no Pancham, is not there. There's no Pa. So we would say Todi is a Thaat, but Gujari is in Todi Thaat, you know. But I would say, at least in the way that I learned, the way that my Guruji taught, we don't give much importance to the Thaat system. Just because it was something that was developed and standardized very recently, actually. You know, Bhat Khande, in early 20th century, developed this Thaat system. It existed before, more for instrumental, because Thaats developed from the fret system of the sitar. So if you look in old sitar books from 1800s, 1900s, they discuss Thaat, how to move your frets, like Dilruba. Those of you who play Dilruba, your fret system is same as sitar. So you move frets. If you're playing Komal Re, you know, you want to move the Re fret so that Re becomes easier. So on sitar, Dilruba, Israj, these taus, these instruments, the Thaat system was there so that you move your frets. You say, let's put the instrument in Todi Thaat so that we can play Gujari, Todi, all of these rags, you know. But that then became standardized in the 20th century with Bhat Khande's work, you know, and they classified all rags in Thaat, which was never done historically. It was just something which instrumentalists would talk about to make their instrument more suited to one rag or another, you know. So in teaching, you know, I never really talk about Thaat because it's just, you know. Yeah, so Ang is more important. Ang is telling you, because Thaat doesn't tell you anything about rag. Thanks for asking this, you know, because Thaat tells you a scale. And scale is not rag. You know, rag is something, it's such a huge subject. In, when people try to explain rag in Western terms, they say, oh, it's a scale ascending, descending, you have these notes, this notes is missing, this is komal, this is tivra, you know. But that's just telling you a scale or a Thaat, you know, something like that. Rag and ang, one, ang is like a limb, you know, ang means limb. So one, like a characteristic of a rag, the rag ang tells you something about the rag, you know, that limb of that rag, it tells you like something key about the rag. So I'll try and explain a little bit, because the rag ang is Todi, basically. When we talk about Gujari, we're talking about a rag belonging to the family of Todi, or the ang. It's a Todi ang rag. So for that, it's important to understand, okay, what are the phrases of Todi, you know, and then how do we treat Gujari within that? How does Gujari become a little bit different, maybe, from Todi, you know? And we'll go into this. I don't know if I answered the question. Yeah.
Just have another question.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is Todi the main one? Why wouldn't you say Todi is another Gujari?
Because Todi is Sampuran.
Okay.
It has Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa. Pa is there. Buri is missing the pa. So, Todi is like the original, and then different rags have sprung from the Todi, you know. Like Kannada is a ragang, you know. There's many varieties of Kannada. Suha Kannada, Darbari Kannada, Adana Kannada, Sughadai Kannada, Nayaki Kannada, Raisa Kannada. So many varieties of Kannada. People have written books, you know, on Kannada de Prakar. Hundreds. Same with Todi. You'll find books of hundreds of varieties of just Todi de Prakar, you know. So, certain rags are like that. They're like family of rag. Todi is one, Kannada is another. Kalyan is another one. Very big rag with many Kalyanang rags. And, you know, we can't really go into all of these. We're just exploring one example, you know, today. So we'll get into the phrases and what makes Todi Ang, what makes Gujari Gujari. But first, just how Aro Avro just tells you, how do you go up? How do you go down? It doesn't tell you the rag. It says, if you're going up, more or less, this is the rasta, you know. You should follow this path. When you're coming down, you follow this path. So it's just a framework for how to go up, how to go down.